Studying the Impossible. Ironically, the serious study of the impossible has frequently opened up rich and entirely unexpected domains of science. For example, over the centuries, the frustrating and futile search for a perpetual motion machine led physicists to conclude that such a machine was impossible, forcing them to postulate the conservation of energy and the three laws of thermodynamics. Thus, the futile search to build perpetual motion machines helped to open up an entirely new field of thermodynamics, which in part laid the foundation of the steam engine, the machine age, and the modern industrial society. At the end of the 19th century, scientists decided that it was impossible for the Earth to be billions of years old. Lord Kelvin declared flatly that a molten Earth would cool down in 20 to 40 million years, contradicting the geologists and Darwinian biologists who claimed that the Earth might be billions of years old. The impossible was finally proven to be possible with the discovery of the nuclear force by Madame Curie and others, showing how the center of the Earth, heated by radioactive decay, could indeed be kept molten for billions of years. We ignore the impossible at our peril. In the 1920s and 1930s, Robert Goddard, the father of modern rocketry, was the subject of intense criticism by those who thought that rockets could never travel in outer space. They sarcastically called his pursuit Goddard's folly. In 1921, the editors of the New York Times railed against Dr. Goddard's work. "Professor Goddard does not know the relation between action and reaction, and the need to have something better than a vacuum against which to react. He seems to lack the basic knowledge ladled out daily in high schools." Rockets were impossible, the editors huffed, because there was no air to push against in outer space. Sadly, one head of state did understand the implications of Goddard's impossible rockets: Adolf Hitler. During World War II, Germany's barrage of impossibly advanced V-2 rockets rained death and destruction on London, almost bringing it to its knees. Studying the impossible may have also changed the course of world history. In the 1930s, it was widely believed, even by Einstein, that an atomic bomb was impossible. Physicists knew that there was a tremendous amount of energy locked deep inside the atom's nucleus, according to Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared. But the energy released by a single nucleus was too insignificant to consider. But atomic physicist Leo Szilard remembered reading the 1914 H.G. Wells novel, The World Set Free, in which Wells predicted the development of the atomic bomb. In the book, he stated that the secret of the atomic bomb would be solved by a physicist in 1933. By chance, Szilard stumbled upon this book in 1932. Spurred on by the novel, in 1933, precisely as predicted by Wells some two decades earlier, he hit upon the idea of magnifying the power of a single atom via a chain reaction, so that the energy of splitting a single uranium nucleus could be magnified by many trillions. Szilard then set into motion a series of key experiments and secret negotiations between Einstein and President Franklin Roosevelt that would lead to the Manhattan Project, which built the atomic bomb.